It's that time again. In this week's episode, Tom is a very dirty boy.
Right, can I just squeeze out a little bit of wind? You know, that sometimes tell, you know, you're sound there
dangerous.
Going, okay,
yeah, I'm just going. That's how grown men shit themselves.
Tom has to rant again, this time about Renault.
You're a cunt.
I thought you were going to say, you were really helpful.
No, he's a cunt.
Okay.
Dom's K has a diagnosis, Buyaka Shah.
Why does she only eat
beige food like you?
Oh no, they're drinking again, dicks.
Allergies, headaches, mitochondrial damage. Oh,
fucking hell.
It's totally not a knockoff of another show.
Rob just sees knobs everywhere.
What can I say? You eat.
Right, well, I'm going to go with McVitie's for first, Aldi for second place.
Now go, enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast with me, Tom, and my co-host, Rob. Hello, Rob, how are you?
Hola, I'm all right now.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? That's all I know, so don't give me any sort of response.
That's a bit more than I knew.
Hey! We learnt school things when we were older, younger, no. Huh?
We learnt school things, did we?
Apparently not. No. Jesus. That one really, I might restart after that start. Good God, how are you doing?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
still
right.
Dying.
Not so bad. It's the entrails now. We're recording a lot later in the week than normal.
We are. You made editing going to be
fun. Yeah, sorry about that.
But we're going to keep this episode short.
I don't think we can.
It's never going to be shorter, is it? So you've been ill all week. Mm-hmm. I've had a hectic week of basically meeting after meeting after meeting. It's just been one of those fun ones. But you've been playing a new game. What have you been playing?
Cult of the Lamb.
Cult of the Lamb.
It's brilliant.
You've just showed me, and it looks so much fun. Yeah. I want to be a little kind of satanic lamb.
Yeah, and I'm really playing it satanic too.
Oh, so you get a chance to be, can you be, choose to be good, bad, or
no,
in between?
Well,
or?
Yeah, well, there's good and bad, but good is still bad. It's still a murderous cult. You can't get away from that's what you are running, a murderous cult, but it's just how murderous are you? So the sin stuff that I was talking to you about, so this isn't going to be good for people who weren't in my house about 10 minutes ago. You don't have to engage with, you don't have to make them drink, you don't have to make them have it, outside of marriage, sexual intercourse. You don't have to do all these things with these little tiny animals. But you can.
The answer there is you can, and you probably
so,
will.
For people who have any interest in it, if you've got PlayStation Plus, have a go. It's on there for, you know, quote-unquote free. You're paying for PlayStation Plus.
The closest thing I can think of is it's a cult version of Populous.
With roguelike dungeons that you've got to do.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got a bit of an expansion on just the Populous gameplay of just get your people that are worshipping you to build, and then when the army attacks, you destroy the other army. You've got dungeons, as you say. So that it looked really cool. Really liked it. From my side, it's just been Space Marine 2, a little bit of Tomb Raider 2, as I completed Tomb Raider 1 the other day. Hurrah.
Yay.
I haven't done much on the PlayStation or the Xbox. I do need to get back into it. And, of course, we'll probably fast forward through this if we do too much talking about it, but Helldivers has fixed itself again.
So it's hooray.
So, yeah, hooray. I don't know what to make of it anymore because they've done so many fuck-ups. I don't know if I can actually go back to it.
Well, it's because they quote-unquote fixed it and then fucked it again. So now it's like, do we really want to go back and do it when they've supposedly fixed it again just for them to fuck it up again?
Precisely. I don't want to get too attached. I feel like if I get too attached again, I'm going to have this emotional baggage created in the world of PlayStation.
Yeah.
And all the other games that I then go to afterwards are going to suffer with, oh God, here he comes with his baggage. No, just don't download. Don't play from to black screen.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we should get on with the show.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm back, and no, I'm not going to disappear to the toilet again. They were an absolute liability last week. Anyway, Tom's done something disgusting. Dirty boy.
I've been a dirty boy, Robert.
Go on then. I can see the notes here.
Okay, so we'll get onto the rant in a minute because I've got a rant about Renault. But I spent the day, I dropped my car off at Renault Watford, and that was about 7:45 in the morning. And they said, you'll probably hear back from us. You'll be able to get your car about 3 or 4 o'clock. So I spent the day working wherever I can in that area. And that's in Croxley Green in Watford. Mm-hmm. So I started my day off working in Morrison's in the cafeteria. But to start with, up at just the top of the road, about a 5-minute walk, if that, is a Brewer's Fair and a Premier Inn. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? I'll walk from Croxley Green, I'll do a little power walk up there because I know that they open from about 6:30 in the morning and it's about 10 in the morning. They do an unlimited breakfast for like £6. Uh-huh. And it's just literally just fried English breakfast stuff. And you just go up and you keep going up and you keep going up and you keep going up and over again. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you that have been listening to the show for a while now, you would have understood or you know what happened to my favourite pair of gloves.
I'm going to try and remember what happened to your favourite pair. I do remember what happened to your favourite pair of gloves.
So people would, no, so that's people a bad memory. Would understand that maybe I shouldn't power walk too often, especially in the morning when I haven't gone for my morning toilet visit, let's say.
They call it morning ablutions.
Yeah, my morning ablutions, correct.
That's the word, yeah.
Well, I got about a minute away from Brewer's Fair. Oh,
he had to start
my
jogging.
God, it's oh, this is not good.
Oh, no.
I sped up the walking and I got through the doors of Brewer's Fair. The woman said, oh, hello, good morning. So I'm just going to nip to the toilet. I'll be back with you in a moment. I went into the men's, both cubicles in use.
Oh,
and
what?
Literally, I walk in and I hear their trousers dropping at the same time in each cubicle. So it's like they've literally walked out of the hotel or they've walked in and they've gone for a crap themselves. And I'm there. And my gut's hurting now.
Squatting over your urinal?
No, I'm not that bad. It's not that bad. But I even contemplate, it's like, oh, right, can I just squeeze out a little bit of wind? You know, that sometimes tell, you know, you're sound there
dangerous.
Going, okay,
I'm just like,
can I get that without shitting myself?
That's how grown men shit themselves.
That is how grown men shit themselves. And I thought, no, this is too risky. I thought, well, maybe if I go for a wee, that will release the pressure a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Try going for a wee. Like, oh, no, no, that's no. Pretty much started me shooting myself nearly, right? Ah, disabled toilet. I saw it as I walked past and it was a crack open. I'll go in there. Oh, the relief. Mm. Oh, the relief was immense.
It's so gross.
And then I realised, oh, the smell.
Oh,
and
no.
The pebble dashing of the entire toilet. And oh no, they've not, where's the toilet brush gone? Where is it? There's the toilet brush holder. There's no toilet brush.
Oh no.
There's enough toilet paper just about to wipe with, but there's not enough toilet paper anywhere else. I was like, I can clean myself. That's safe. I'm leaving this in the state for some poor, disabled person. And I felt awful for it. I said, like, oh, Tom, you dirty boy, you can't do this. So I quickly wash my hands. I'm really quite embarrassed at this point. And I just walk out as someone's going in there after me. And it's like, I couldn't hang around. I just went.
So I was going to say, so you proudly went and sat and had an all-day breakfast.
No, I went to Morrison's Cafe and had breakfast down there instead.
Oh,
because
no.
I just genuinely couldn't face the damage I had done in there.
Dude.
And this poor person going in after me. I just didn't want to hang around to see them come out and look at me with, you disgust me.
They're going to have now, like, this memory.
Another disability, possibly.
No. The staff going, do you remember that? Do you remember that morning where that guy just walked in and destroyed the fucking toilet? They're like, oh god, yeah, so gross. I had to clean it up. Oh, I'm so sorry, Margaret, that you had to do that.
I'm sorry, but they need to fix pub toilets so flushes actually do something, not just mix it around a bit. They actually need cleaning
this
power.
Is
god
so
damn it.
Gross. This conversation.
Well, we'll end it there then.
Yuck, I've been in the toilet after him before. You've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? Anyway, he's still going and it's turned into a rant. Jesus.
Okay, rant time. I'm just pissed off about this.
So this is a car thing, so you and Karen have got something in common then.
We have. Karen had her a car issue at Toyota and I am going for the throat of Renault now. Okay. And I assure you, I'm not going to cut back on this either. Bollocks to him. So, my car... Back in June, mm-hmm. We went to Bath, had a really nice time for my birthday. This is a trip my wife paid for. Came back, picked up tea from his nan's in Harrow, set off home, and all of a sudden my car, just the car alarm started going while I was driving. Couldn't do anything, just driving, beep, 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 indicators going, you name it. Pulled over, stopped the engine, got out, locked the car, unlocked the car, got back in, beep, 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 really fucked up. So I had no idea what to do, and I think I must have knocked the battery off or done something, because then it reset itself and I just about got home. Mm-hmm. And I was meant to be picking up Gem and Kay from London that evening, as they'd gone to go and see Matilda the Musical, because I'd managed to get tickets in that National Theatre lottery they do for certain shows. Yeah. So you can get really cheap tickets as a one-off sort of thing. Got in the car that evening. Beep, beep, beep. So I had to take her car. So I was super stressed. Next day, took the battery off, reconnected it. Absolutely fine. I thought, that's really weird. Mm-hmm. Q 2 weeks ago, T's birthday. Getting him out, getting him to go to nursery. Get in the car. Beep, beep, beep,
oh,
beep.
No.
RAC came out. 45 minutes they were outside listening to the car going beep, beep, beep. And he said, I've got no idea. My computer says there's a load of electrical problems now, but I don't think any of them are real, because it's telling me that all four of your tyres are flat, apparently. And it's like, well, they're not. So obviously the RAC computer didn't work very well. So very stressed by that. But he pulled the battery, waited, reset the system, plugged the battery back on. It didn't happen again. So I booked it in with Renault. Oh, God, this is a long story. Right, took it to Renault. They had it for the day. And this is why I'm really pissed off. So I have,
so you've gone and destroyed the toilet, now you've come back.
I have a 5-year warranty for my car. I bought it in 2020. Mm-hmm. 5-year warranty or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first. I still have 2/3 of a year and I've only done 50,000 miles. The warranty documentation says wipers, battery, tyres, brakes, brake discs are not included in the warranty. What a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Also not included are the interior, which is fair enough. You're getting in and out, and the Bluetooth sound system. Fine. Mm. That is it. There is no small print that says this is not a exhaustive list. Mm. There is no asterisk to say that nothing else is excluded. Going to Renault, is my car ready? Oh, yeah, we were just about to call you. It's £500. No, it's not. So, well, yeah, we thought that because we, and then he pulled out the same document I've got that literally shows the warranty and says, yeah, we can see that the alarm's not listed on there, but we're speaking to the parts team and the warranty team and they're saying, no, we don't support that. It's not under warranty. It doesn't get covered by the warranty.
That's not
the warranty documentation says.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, there's not much I can do. We've put a query in with the warranty team and we're waiting for a response. So I said, well, what am I meant to do?
Mm.
And the head mechanic said, oh, well, we've had loads of problems with the Renault Arkana with alarm problems.
Mm.
And what we've
Is
been
that your
doing...
car?
No, I've got a Renault Megane GT Tour kind of estate thing. But basically, he's just admitted, like, yeah, don't buy an Arkana because it's got an issue with the alarm as well. And he said, oh, what's the point in alarms anyway? They're a bit pointless, aren't they? And then I said, well, it's part of the car. It's nothing I can do. He said, oh, well, we can connect it to the computer and we can just disable it. It's like, right, okay, doesn't that void my insurance? Mechanic's words?
Mm.
Well, how are they going to find out? So it's like, hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm just going to nod and smile at that one, but that's good ammunition.
Yeah.
Because I walk out, driving home, I phone their customer services. Customer services, first of all, fuck me. So Sam, no, it's not Sam, sorry, Simon, if you're listening, you're a cunt.
I thought you were going to say, you were really helpful.
No, he's a cunt.
Okay.
He answered it, was all really chipping your ass. I was like, right, give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to go and find out something for me. 3 minutes of being hold, it then hangs up.
Ooh.
Wait 3 minutes, no phone call back. So I phone back. I get another lady, who I didn't hear her name, annoyingly. Oh, yeah, I'll try and put you through to Simon now. Oh, no, he's done for the day. He's gone.
Oh, he just hung up because he was finished.
So I reckon he just hung up and went.
Because yeah, he put you on hold.
Oh, no. He had technical issues, but he's still gone home.
Yeah.
So she took it over, and basically she just said, no, we can't action a complaint against just the warranty department. If they've said no, they've said no.
Mm.
And I said, well, that's not good enough. It's not on the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legal document.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I've never seen that document. What, you've never seen Renault's own terms and conditions for the warranty.
Yeah.
No. So anyway, she came back and she's like starting to get aggro. She's getting aggravated with me because I'm just saying, well, I don't accept that. It's not on the document. You've got to honour this fucking warranty.
Mm.
And so, oh, well, I was going to offer you a contribution towards it. And I said, what? The whole £500? Because that's what you need to... I said, well, it doesn't seem like we're going anywhere. You can take it off to the equivalent of Ofgem if you want, Ofcom, you know, the board. And I said, no, I'm going to do one better than that one, because your mechanic basically said, well, how are insurance going to find out? Because we're not going to tell them.
Mm.
And I'm sure the press would love to hear about the fact that Renault don't honour their warranty and that their mechanics are quite happy to tell people to commit insurance fraud. 2 minutes later of on hold... Ah, oh, Mr. James, right, I think we've got a conclusion for you. I'm not guaranteeing that we're going to repair the alarm for you, but we'd like to book your vehicle in for an entire week where we will strip it down completely, find the issue properly, send that data and diagnostics data off back to Renault France,
mm-hmm.
we'll give you a courtesy car for the entire week,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll decide on whether what needs replacing or if it can just be repaired.
Are they going to charge you for a week's worth?
No, there's no charges at all.
Interesting.
So... failing that, I'm still just going to take them to the trading standards for motoring, because I'm sorry, but if they come back after a week and say we're still not doing it under warranty, my argument is still, by law, you have to. Your warranty documentation does not exclude the alarm.
Yeah.
As her thing she said was, well, it's not a Renault-made alarm. And I said, that doesn't matter, because the documentation you've given me in the service manual book... it says Talisman alarm, but every single page is emblazoned with Renault Talisman.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a non-serviceable part, which you've already confirmed. I can't access it. Service engineers can't access it. So how the hell can it not be covered by warranty? Especially as it's only like 4 years old. And you can't... how many times have you gone on a site and gone, I'm going to build a car today because actually I really want to see what cars are out there. There is never an option the configurator say, yeah, don't include a car alarm.
Yeah.
So you don't get that choice. It's from the factory as standard.
This is a classic case of an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object.
Oh, yes. But I'm going to win because I have won against Renault before.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know about this. So I used to have a Dacia Duster and I loved my Duster.
Mm-hmm.
But before my Dacia Duster, I had a Dacia Duster. And it was 6 months old before I got rid of it. Because it came from their Indian factory and they hadn't galvanized the metal, and the Indian Renault factory is on the coast.
Oh, dear.
So within 6 months, the underside of my car was rusted through and the paint had giant rust marks bubbling up under the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I got Three Counties Radio involved on that one. And I still remember Jonathan Vernon Smith. I was like, I'm not sure how this is going to go. And Jonathan Vernon Smith, the host, they said, I had a Mini once that had rust. It was like cancer. I was like, okay, he's going with me then, isn't he? And then literally about 2 days later, I got a call from Renault saying, you've had the car 5 months. I'd already put like 3,000 miles on it. They said, if you give us £500, we are just going to give you a brand new car built from Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just replace it with that brand new car for £500. It's like, yeah, go on then. Because you can't rent a car.
Yeah.
For less than £500 for the time period I had and the mileage I'd put in on it already.
Mm.
So I've already beaten Renault once. I am going to beat them again.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is he really going to take a third section of the show? Wait, this is important. Oh, very well then. I'll let him off.
Sorry, it's another thing for me to talk about here. Rob does actually exist. This is not just the me
It's
hour.
Doing me a favour. Too much talking makes me cough, so it's doing me a favour.
We'll see. We've had really good news. So we, as parents, and this is me and Gem I'm talking about, had always thought Kay was on the spectrum. If mm-hmm. you don't know what that means, neurospicy, you may have heard the term, neurodivergent, non-neurotypical, or autistic is the one that everyone knows. So we've always questioned that.
I like the phrase neurodivergent. I quite like that phrase.
See, I quite like neurospicy. It's fun. But yeah, neurodivergent is a nice way of saying it as well, because it's so easy to label something as autistic, but autism is such a big spectrum of things. I think neurodivergent fits it in a nicer way.
So well, I feel like maybe it's just an our generation thing. When someone says autism, you think of a very specific kind of autism. There's like a thing you think of.
Oh, 100%. You go straight for things like Asperger's.
Yeah.
And it's not that. But anyway, what I really want to say, and I will keep this one short because, Jesus, that last section. Sorry, everyone.
Unless you're Renault, we're not sorry about that.
Oh, God, yeah, no. But if you're a parent, if you think your child, once they get to about the age of 3 or 4, if you have an inkling or you are worried that there is autistic traits, get on it. We waited and we shouldn't have. And we feel bad for that because we were lucky. And to be fair, we were very lucky. We've managed to do this in just over a year, really, maybe a bit longer. But we have now got that diagnosis. And what does it mean for us? Fuck all, actually, because Kay is high functioning. She's going to live a very ordinary life. But having that diagnosis just means that when she goes to secondary school, when she goes to university, if she chooses to, she has the ability to say, no, I have this label, I have this diagnosis. I may need extra time at certain things. I may need adjustments made. Mm. And as she gets older, she might find that those are things she really does need. She might not. Mm. And I fully expect that. But now she has them, and that's really good for her. And for us, it's actually really massively helped us kind of understand that's why she is like she is.
The traits that she has.
Oh, my 100%.
Makes
sense. Why does she only eat
beige food like you?
There is a lot of questions going on right now as to maybe I should get a diagnosis. Let's be honest about this. But yeah, basically battered chicken is every dinner on the most part.
Isn't there like an ADHD test you can do that you can actually just buy and do and then you send it off?
Oh, I've done both the ADHD online tests and the autism online tests. And let's just say they all heavily suggest I might go to a doctor.
They
at
all
some
say
point.
To seek further medical advice, do they?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we should both do the ADHD one together.
Okay, next episode we will do the ADHD test in the next episode.
Is it long?
No, not really.
Is that already a red flag for me? Worrying about how long the test is. Will I be able to concentrate? I'm sat here, both my legs jumping up and down.
Well, yeah, I'm so glad you do, because I can't sit still. I can't. My leg is always bouncing up and down. I can't sit still. Gem hates it. I'm sitting there watching a film next to her, my legs going, and I get told, can you stop that?
It's funny. It's bring us back to the car thing. When I was having my van looked at the other week, I was sat there. I was there for bloody ages, and my knee was going up and down and doing it right now. And the woman kind of just stopped midway talking to me. Are you okay? I was like, yeah. She goes, you're bouncing your leg up quite a lot. I was like, are you annoyed? Are you frustrated? Goes, oh, no, I just can't sit still. So I've been sat here with you for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This is difficult for me. And she's like, you've been so calm. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to get annoyed with you. What am I going to get out of being annoyed with you? You haven't done anything wrong. The situation is a frustration to me that I'm sat here not being able to do anything.
100%. But going back to literally trying to keep this as short as I can, going back to what I was saying, as a parent, if you think your child is neurodivergent or any of the words we've used, start the journey now. Mm. Because I tell you, it is a journey. There are peaks and there are giant fucking troughs that you drop into and think, oh, fuck me, are we doing the right thing? And it's going wrong. And oh my God, the forms, let alone.
What are the kind of things you have to do, though?
Oh, so there's questionnaires you fill out and you've got to say all about, well, what are their interests? What are their specific interests and how do they act? How do they eat? How do they speak? Were there any milestones missed?
Do they want to speak to her?
Well, I could go into it in way more depth, but basically, since COVID, the in-person meeting has become a Teams meeting.
Oh.
And that nearly broke it for us. Honestly, that nearly ended us without getting a diagnosis, because they met with Kay and she was happy and she was friendly because we were meeting in her room.
Yeah.
That is her super safe space full of everything she adores.
They must be aware of that. They
you think
must
that,
be aware of
but
that.
But she showed the room. The millions of pandas that cover that room, because one of her interests is pandas. And we went through and still do. If she sees anything vaguely panda, she wants to buy it. Same with Sanrio. Sees anything vaguely Sanrio, which is Hello Kitty, that sort of stuff.
About to say, what's that? Yeah.
She wants to buy it and ends up buying it. And she has to. I mean, she has a part. I bought from Temu this pile of, I think it's 50 or 100 Sanrio stickers. She refuses to use those stickers. Instead, what she does, she lays them out in a giant grid and then she stacks them in a very specific way. And if they get knocked over, oh boy, that is a meltdown and a half. So they saw all of this on the team tweet and then had the nerve to then find us up and say, oh, it was a real, we're not sure. Some people said yes, others said no. So we're going to go away and we're going to have another chat if you think we should. But at the moment, we're going to say no, she's not. And one of the reasons they said she has no interests. So did you not look at the things she was showing you? And then they said, oh, well, she doesn't have a problem with school as well, which is often one of the markers that we say is a good key point for that. And we said, if you'd read what we'd given you, one of her major interests is school.
Yeah.
I know it sounds unusual, but for her, she could have been vomiting all night, bleeding out her ears with green monkey fever. I can't think of what the name of it actually is. Ebola. And she will still have a meltdown.
Sorry. Did you just call it green monkey fever?
Well, yeah, that's what its original name was before it was Ebola. Fun facts of shit that I know. She could have a Ebola. She could have blood pouring out her nose and ears and as her body is slowly dissolving. And she will still have a meltdown about not going to school because that is her interest. That is her safe thing. Anyway, so we kicked off and we sent all over the documentation, all our... So I forgot, we had over 10 A4 pages of things that she does that are basically autistic traits. And they phoned her school and said, could we speak to someone? And thank God they spoke to her teacher from last year, whose brother is autistic. And she basically said to Jem, do you think Kay might be, you know, on the spectrum? And Jem said, thank God, finally someone who spotted it. Because all the other teachers have been a bit, is she or isn't she? But this to teach, she obviously is. She's just like my brother is, and he is. And she spoke to them on the phone. And we don't know what she said, but literally a couple of days later, the woman phoned back and said, oh, we had the meeting with the school, and we'd like to say, yes, we are giving you a confirmed diagnosis. And Jim just broke into tears. And it's
happy tears.
Happy tears, because it's a relief. It's not going to change anything we do, but it is going to help us maybe adapt some things we do, because now we realize that really these things are that maybe she has no control of. What did Kay say? Oh, that's nice.
Doesn't care.
And then went and got and went to play Roblox.
Went to play Roblox.
It was such a neurodivergent approach to it. But I mean, okay, I was again going on for longer than I thought I would, but there's just things. Jem showed her My Girl. And there's the death scene where she takes the glasses and he has her and she puts his glasses on him in the coffin.
Yeah.
And Jem's in tears and Kay just turned to her and went, yeah, it is tragic, isn't it? In that tone, it just the monotone. Yeah, it's tragic. So, yeah, okay. Because as much as I'm not a fan of My Girl, that is a moving scene.
You know what? I'm glad that you've spoken about that film, because I've spoken about that film to quite a few people and they don't believe me the film exists.
Oh, of course it exists. It's one of the most depressing films out there.
I don't know. Bicentennial Man makes me want to cry.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nearly as bad. There's a modern alternative of My Girl called Bridge to Terabithia. And they do basically the same as that. Girl and boy make friendship. They discover fairy worlds they make up in their head.
Stung by a fairy bee.
Not the bee this time. I don't know how he dies. I think it might be an allergic reaction in that, actually. I think they have just stolen that entire thing.
It's taste test drink time, and oh no, what are you doing? Put that drink down. Do you know what's in it, boys? Oh no.
Taste test. Talking about taste test.
My testicles.
Yeah, right.
God damn it. I'm just not with it today. I'm so sorry, everyone. I feel like I'm letting the side down.
We've got lots of taste testing happening now. So we've got three drinks in front of us.
And I'm going to say all of them are going to taste like shit.
All of them are going to be fucking vile. So let's get the key one out of the way first. Coca-Cola, Oreo, zero sugar. Everyone's seen this around. Loads of people have been doing it.
Yes, we're well aware Cheap Show has done it.
Cheap Show have done it.
Cheap Show have already done it. Literally the day I bought that can, Cheap Show then said, we recorded that Monday and we've done it already. So, God damn it, Paul.
God, this isn't putting me as a good fan, because every time you say about Cheap Show doing something, I was like, oh, have they? Because I haven't seen you, haven't listened to the episode yet.
You are still catching up on it. It's fine.
So, yeah, it's right. Paul will never know. Don't tell him. Right. So, yeah, we've got Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Oreo. You have brought a very interesting one, and that's Fanta with Beetlejuice written on it.
So it's Fanta Afterlife. Fanta, and annoyingly, it's 1% or 0% on all of the boxes. So it's got no sugar in it.
It says it's apple, zero sugar.
Oh, does it say it's apple, yeah. Does it?
And it says dare to scan, and there's a QR code there.
No, I don't.
I don't dare scan, yeah, Beetlejuice pictures.
Okay. I don't do what a QR code tells me.
So it's green liquid, so it's a clear bottle with green liquid, which is good.
The thing is, that looks just like fairy liquid water.
It looks exactly... I've got fairy liquid over there.
It's that 100% fairy liquid watercolour.
Looks exactly like fairy liquid, but more watered down. Excuse me. And then the one I brought. Now, got a new job in a place called a nettle bed. And there where this place is a really weird little kind of service station.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, they had lots of weird things. So I've got something for Karen, which is a chocolate that someone in a podcast we both listen to always goes on about.
Right.
It's at the top of my head now. I can't remember what it's called. It's like an American chocolate.
Winner.
Yeah, it's an American chocolate. And in there, they had 5 different flavours of this particular can of drink.
Oh, my God. I've just seen the back.
It's got a sticker on it.
0% juice.
Oh, okay, we'll read that in a second.
That is not something you should be advertising.
So this is a green apple soda made by Warheads.
Oh.
So it's a Warheads sour green apple soda. It's got a sticker on the back for the nutrition facts, which means it's from somewhere else.
It's somewhere that we can't understand the language.
Where did you see the zero?
It's literally on the top of the can.
Oh, yeah, 0% juice.
0% juice.
Oh, good Lord.
So that means it's 100% chemical.
Okay, well, the first 3 ingredients, water, sugar, and acid. So...
Acid!
So we're going to have a great time here. May have adverse effects on activity and attention in children. Oh, it's got all the good E numbers in it.
Oh, no. It's and we're drinking this just before bedtime.
E202, E211, and colouring E102 and E133 may have an adverse effect on activity in children. Wow. Made in the USA, apparently.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. Oh, my God.
What? Have you just looked the E numbers up?
E202. This substance has been shown in studies to damage white blood cells, which damage gene information, which can lead to cancer, DNA damage, and other things. Additionally, it can also cause nausea, diarrhea, migraines, nutrient loss of foods, reproductive toxicity, developmental toxicity, allergies, genotoxicity, and other
hazards. This is in drinks.
So that's E202.
Why are Americans putting this in drinks? And why are we selling it?
Right, hang on, that was E202. What was the next one? E211.
E211.
Sodium benzoate, this one. Side effects include allergies, headaches, mitochondrial damage. Oh, for
fucking hell.
And when mixed with vitamin C, it forms benzene, a cancer creator.
Oh, God, I drink so much orange juice.
Right, next E number.
Oh, my God, this is for colouring, E102.
Oh, my God.
Why are they putting this?
E102, widely used yellow food colour, may cause allergic reactions in perhaps 15% of the population. It may be a cause of asthmatic attacks and has been implicated in bouts of hyperactivity disorder in children. Those who suffer from asthma, rhinitis, urticaria may find symptoms worsen after consumption.
Rhinitis?
Rhinitis. It's to do with your inner nose and sinuses. What was the last E number?
E133.
I'm dare I. Food color 133 may cause irritation to the eyes and skin.
Oh, some
people
sake,
may develop
this.
An allergy on consuming it. It may also cause cancer.
I wish I had. Why have I brought this?
What you have bought is a can of drink.
A can of 0% cancer. 0%. It's a can of liquid cancer.
0% juice. 100% cancer.
Oh, God. Oh, no. And Simon was telling me to buy every flavour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, obviously, we've got to drink it.
Well, yeah, sadly,
can I send it to Ashens instead? Just don't open it, we'll send it to him.
Right, go on, let's just crack it. Let's do Oreo Coke first. Let's do the one that's least likely to kill us. Ooh, that was a nice one.
That was a really good one. Oh, I'm up for that. Oh, yeah, well done, Coca-Cola. Oh, and it looks like Coke too. That's a good... Right, that's right. Way more than you're going to get of the Warhead one.
Oh, dear.
Now, firstly, we both like Coke, and the drink's quite good too. And do you like Oreos?
Yeah, I don't mind Oreos. I prefer the white stuff in the middle. No, not cum. I know where your mind's going to go, so I've got to get in there first.
I was never going to say that.
Yeah. We all heard it.
I would have said knob cheese.
Oof.
It's got more consistency of knob cheese than cum.
Oh, no. Stop it.
It's got an interesting
smell. It smells
smell.
Really interesting. It smells... There's definitely the smell of Coke Zero there.
With a sweetness.
Christmas pudding? Fruitcake. There's some...
Yeah, more fruitcake.
Okay, fine. There is definitely some sort of...
It's like an Oreo cookie in the distance.
Or is it just
that?
Is it, or is it more? It's definitely something fruity, almost like a currant bun or something like that. There is something about it that.
But it's you that's opened it, and I'm smelling it. It's like on someone on the other side of the table. It's a distant smell.
Mm.
I'm going to try to actually taste some.
Well, it goes in smooth.
It's the aftertaste.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So you get that Coke Zero kind of taste, but you get the bubbles.
Yeah, it's a lot of bubbles.
You get the bubbles, the bubbles. And I guess the aftertaste is kind of the creamy centre of an Oreo.
Yeah.
I don't get the biscuity part of the Oreo. I'm getting more...
It's the aftertaste of the middle of an Oreo is in the aftertaste of this Coke.
Yeah.
Well, I think props to them. It does have a similar taste.
I would say that's probably one of the better specials that Coca-Cola Zero has done.
Yeah.
Of the weird specials, anyway. I wouldn't say it's wonderful, but I'm not going to say
it. Doesn't mean I like it.
Well, exactly. I'm still going to say it's... That's a 2-point won't give me cancer.
I don't know. E-numbers. get the arc search back
no,
out.
No, we are not
It's search- got E150D in
we
it.
We are not searching anymore. No, I can't do it. I literally cannot do that.
Yeah, well, I think that's a little bit unfair. I'm going to give it a... So what was your full score?
It's a 2... Okay, I won't... It's a 2-point... Missing the nice baked goods.
Yeah.
It's not wonderful.
I will give it a 3-point someone open a pack of Oreos on the other side of the table.
Yeah. I mean, interestingly, the longer it goes on, the more I'm getting an Oreo flavour in my mouth.
I mean, they're getting in the threes for me because it tastes what it says it does.
Yeah.
None of these other ones have really ever done that. I don't like it. You know, but I'm not here going, oh, it's the worst thing I've ever tasted. Like, I'm going to be...
Yeah,
I've
they fall at that hurdle.
That
but word, the taste-wise, they've done a good job.
Yeah. All right.
Right. I'm going to open up the Fanta now. Hang on.
Oh, that's another good pop.
That was another good pop.
Behind your iPad there.
Oh, that was a a cheeky little sniff when I shouldn't. Oh, wow. That is fair.
I'm loving the colour. Even they get props for the colour.
Even the bubbles look like it's going to give really you bloody fairy liquid. They really get props
for the colour.
So this is going to be quite obviously full of sweeteners because it's zero or under 1% across the board on the numbers on the back. So that's always a disappointment. Smell-wise, bit of appetizer in there.
It smells like...
Yeah, is that, it smells like appetizer.
Appetizer, yeah.
It's very hard to say it smells of anything else when it doesn't. It's definitely apple.
I think where maybe it's mixed with that Coke, it kind of got a little bit of an Iron Brew-y smell.
Mm. But I think we've seen that before. A lot of these fancy drinks do have kind of an Iron Brew-y taste to them. That's grim.
No, that's so unbelievably similar to Iron Brew. I know Iron Brew doesn't taste like apple. But
hang on, now the glass has been cleaned out. I'm going to try another bit of that because I don't agree. I don't get any Iron Brew on that. I didn't get a particularly nice flavour at all. So I'm going to put it down to that first taste is the Coke blemishing it.
I'm going to get us new glasses when we go to the Warhead.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to have that tainted. We're going to have all that beautiful cancer-causing chemicals taste.
You see, the smell doesn't do it justice. The smell's nice. I'm expecting a nice, rich sort of appetizer, a nice, bubbly, sweet drink. I do love an appetizer. Don't get me wrong, I really love an appetizer.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit different now. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're right, that's much more pleasant now the Coke has gone from the glass.
Yeah, I had a bit of Coke left in the glass, didn't it?
It's still only about a 3 point something for me. It's 3 point too much sweetener. Or 3 point, where's the sugar? As I reckon, if that was a bit sweeter with actual sugar, that'd be quite nice.
I'm going to give it a 3 point Beetle Geiss.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it? I would have brought that off the shelf because I would have been wanting to try it. I'm willing to do that with something like that. I would have seen had Beetlejuice on it, Fanta. I like Fantas.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have seen the small print saying apple. I would have assumed because it was green.
Yeah, you know, because I'd only seen the cans of it, I didn't know what flavour it was going to be.
What colour are the cans?
Black and white.
Oh, of course.
And gives you no idea at all. Yeah. Now, I went down to the Premier shop that had it, and they close at 8 p.m. annoyingly. So it's like, oh crap, I'm not going to be able to do this tonight. So I quickly popped to our favourite one stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, they haven't got the can. And then I looked up and it was in the bottles. It's like, oh, that'll do.
The one there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one stop. It's a good shop.
He's really nice. And as well, he says hello to me now because I go in and talk to him all the time because he puts pictures up of people who shoplift.
I know, I love it.
So brutal. He puts it up and then when he finds their names, he puts their names up.
Good.
Their address, he puts everything up. And then when he catches them, he puts how long they got jail time or what fines they got. He is brutal.
Good. Yeah. Good for him.
He's such a nice dude too. He's a really nice guy.
Listening to the podcast.
He's a really nice guy.
Awesome. Right, come on. We can't delay it any longer.
Right.
Open the can in front of the mic and let's hear all of the souls escape it. Oh, that was a good one as well.
Not bad. Ooh. It's going to melt the glass.
Oh, that's green as well.
Oh, I'm spilling it everywhere.
Rob hasn't learnt how to pour from a can, apparently.
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, no, just do the same for me. No, this isn't... It's almost the same colour as the Fanta. It's a tone lighter, so it's more... This is more of a lime green than that fairy liquid emerald green.
I've got it all down my leg.
As his leg has mutated and he's become part of Helldivers 2. This is where the bugs came from.
Yeah, that's it. Now the dog's going to hit my leg and they're all going to get it too.
The dog's becoming hyperactive here.
Completely fucking wired.
Oh. Mm. Oh, that's not... Rob's gagging. I don't...
That stinks, TJ.
Oh my God, I know what that smells of.
It's like an apple sour is what it smells like.
Oh God, what was it called? Apple Sours.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah.
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 That's Aftershock why Apple or Apple Sours.
We used to drink that constantly when we were clubbing. You couldn't get
anyone
drunk.
Let's go to Snatchwood. Yeah,
Snatchwood. They're turning into housing.
Into a hotel.
Into a hotel, yeah. They did weddings there. I saw someone shagging in the fucking golf course in the queue. I saw people shagging on the dance floor of that place, and fuckers are getting married there.
Nice.
Nice.
Right, go on, do it.
Chin chin. Book your hospital appointments now.
It's not sour.
It is sour, TJ.
Yeah, but you get hit by the sour stuff way worse than I do.
I don't want any more. That's fucking disgusting. Okay, so it tastes just like the sweet. Has the exact same... It's not as sour as the sweet.
No.
Because I think because the sweet getting all in your saliva, stuck in your mouth, keeps the sour there for longer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking disgusting. It tastes like a sour apple sours. Because apple sours aren't sour.
No.
But it tastes like it. Imagine if an apple sours was sour. And if you have had a sour Warhead sweet, it tastes exactly the same as that. But fizzy. Yeah.
My flavour-packed sour soda will blow your mind and taste buds away. Signed, Wally. I presume Wally is Wally Warhead or whatever his name is. Yeah, I'm not blown away by it. Flavour wasn't amazing. 10 grams of sugar. At least it's got sugar in it. Along with everything else. Naturally flavoured my arseholes. That's not my arsehole is naturally flavoured. Yeah, of course it is.
A naturally flavoured arsehole.
There is zero... How can they say that's naturally flavoured?
Name the natural flavourings in the ingredients.
Well, that's it. Exactly. I'm looking at it. Carbonated water, sugar, acid... Natural flavour. Oh, sorry, I missed that. It's natural flavour.
The ingredient is natural flavour.
You know what? It's amazing how apples are that sour natural flavour. So natural.
It's got...
naturally flavoured. That's the chemical. It's just called... They've created a chemical called natural...
Don't put it past them. They've probably got a chemical... flavored. There's probably a chemical called water. We'd take a picture of the sticker and then take the sticker off and see what the things are underneath, because it has, I can see it says carbohydrates, and the one under the sticker is higher than the one the sticker says.
Oh dear.
So I'd quite like to know the difference. It must be a volume difference. In the UK, we must have to do it per can.
Yeah, there's this per serving on this, which is per... 350, so yeah, it's by the can on that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's just...
It's horrible. That was horrible.
I'm almost tempted to say, just because of what we read about the colourings and everything on it, I'm going to break thing and go, 0 point, it's going to kill you if you drink more than a sip of this.
Yeah, it's got to be the first unrated. Do not buy that.
Unrated, yeah. I like
it's
that.
It's unrated. Unrated point unrated. That's it. It's not a funny one. Don't buy that. It's fucking gross. It'll give you cancer. Disgusting.
And him. This is a statement from the variety show. So we know this is very similar to a segment of another very popular podcast. No, we are not intending on ripping them off every chance we get. This honestly started off without even thinking about brands. We're sorry.
Right, boys and girls, I promise you that I don't listen to Cheap Show too much and accidentally stole this section. It's not at all called brand off.
Off brand.
I promise you it's not that. It's our own take on it, okay? I understand that the boys do it. It's a great section. We're changing it up a little bit for how we're doing it because both myself and Rob can take part in this. What we have is we've got 4 sandwich bags, and inside those 4 sandwich bags are... Jaffa Cakes, Fruit Pastels, and Jelly Babies.
Right.
Now, what I didn't give you, and that's really stupid of me, so I need you to write this down. So the Jaffa Cakes, they came from, they can either be McVitie's,
okay,
Aldi, or Tesco.
Okay.
And there's 4 options to taste on those. So there's
So what's the fourth one then? You just said three.
McVitie's has two.
All right.
Okay. So there's McVitie's, Audi and Tesco. I don't know what bag has what in them.
What's the difference between the two McVitie's?
One is the cola.
Oh, okay.
Then Fruit Pastels.
Mm-hmm.
That is, let me think here, that's Poundland.
Yep.
Audi.
Yep.
Tesco.
Yep.
And Roundtree's.
Roundtree's.
So original again.
Okay.
And then good old Jelly Babies or Jelly Fetuses is Roundtree's. Right. So you've got the originals, you've got Tesco, and you've also got Poundland. There's only three types of Jelly Baby.
Okay.
Annoying, it's weird because Audi do copies of everything else. They've not done a copy of Jelly Baby. So I don't know if that's because they just went, you know what? We haven't perfected a recipe for this. Pardon me. Oh, my God. No, that tastes as sour. Oh, no.
I didn't have anywhere near as much as you. I've got loads left in the glass.
Oh, no. But, yeah. So, basically, we've got four bags. The chipmunk took all of my shopping of all of those brands, and she mixed them into those bags.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to try and identify in which bag is what.
Okay.
And then, if we have time or want to, we can say which is the best and which are the worst.
Okay.
And then I'd be very interesting to see what we think. So I've got bag one here. So I'm going to rip that open. What would you like to try first? Do you want to go Jaffa Cake, Fruit Pastel,
or
Jelly
Baby? I really
like
Jaffa Cakes. Let's go for Jaffa Cakes.
Okay, there's your Jaffa Cake. Here's my Jaffa Cake.
Okay, well, just looking at it.
It's definitely not a McVitie's.
It's not a McVitie's by looking at it.
Hmm. It tastes like a Jaffa Cake, though. But it's not the McVitie's one.
Okay.
Now, do you want to keep this secret so you can't see mine?
I need to try them all.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm.
So I've taken a little mouthful out of that one.
Ah, right. Okay. Right. So if I put bag one here, shall we do all the Jaffa Cakes first then?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is bag two's Jaffa Cakes. Now, these are looking a bit more McVitie's to me, I think.
Still not quite sure.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'm locking my answer in on that one. I'm pretty confident about that.
I don't know, because Audi do some very good copies.
Oh, I know they do. Here's number three. Something slightly off about this. I don't know.
Yeah,
that,
this one looks... No, it's the gel. There's a much smaller amount of gel on there.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and I think we'll come on to bag four then. And there we go. And again, I think I now know which one this is. I'm pretty sure because of the flavour it's got to be.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I tasted this on Cheap Show 400.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did. It's quite nice, actually. I think...
It's difficult. So, all of them had the same shape, the same colour, the same look. Bag three was bigger and had a weird jelly disc. The first one was smaller, I think.
Yeah, it's smaller.
And then the second and the fourth one, I would have said...
One and three are very difficult. One of them's Audi and one of them is Tesco. And it's very difficult to tell.
Now, I can only go by past experience and I know... The Tesco's one, the last time I had the Tesco one, was almost indistinguishable. So I'm finding it quite... I think I've got it right, but I don't know. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because Jaffa Cakes are... I mean, Jem hates them. Sorry, the chipmunk hates Jaffa Cakes. It's the texture, the whole idea of them, she does not like. I love a Jaffa Cake.
Dr. Licklips.
Dr. Licklips. I can't open a pack of Jaffa Cakes and not eat the whole pack.
The whole thing, yeah.
It's dangerous. And the fact that Aldi and Tesco only sell them in the double packs, even more dangerous. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just having fun eating Jaffa Cakes.
You made no notes. Obviously, you can see my results, but I might fold mine up.
I still have Jaffa Cakes laid out in front of me here.
Ooh, get you. Mm. Your mother too. And your daddy.
Oh, poor dad.
Right, I've hidden away my answers. I can see your answers now.
Oh, am I meant to be hiding them, Ronnie?
We can if we want. The answers are on this folded up piece of paper here.
Well, it's not like, are we in competition with each other?
Yeah, so we're doing the chipmunk's work here, and we'll give each other points, and we'll see how we do.
You know, I have something to say about chipmunk. What a lovely, lovely lady.
Okay, so what animal is the chipmunk?
Chipmunk.
It's a chipmunk.
Beautiful, absolutely wonderful in every single way.
It's got to be quite easy to lick a chipmunk's arse. It's tiny.
I would never besmirch the wonderful name and nature of the angelic, beautiful chipmunk.
Yeah, stop arse licking. Right, okay. Pastilles or babies?
Pastels next.
Pastels.
I don't really like jelly babies, I'm afraid.
Yeah, another freak of nature, but there you go.
Oh, green is my favourite colour.
You can have the green one. I'm going to have the orange one. I might be able
to actually have an opportunity to to know.
Now, I'm looking straight away at this, and this looks the same size as one that would come in a paper roll.
Mm. I don't know. I think it's too big and too flat to be the real round trees.
Really? You think that's too big?
Mm.
I could have made a comment.
Jog on.
Mm.
Although, actually, taste and texture, I think that's the round trees one.
Mm.
Before I've tried any others.
I've got to say, the problem is, though, it's not like the round trees we used to know. Now, they're still nice, but they did change to... They went vegetarian, and then they went to vegan, and there was a change in consistency to them. Not necessarily the flavour. I think the flavour's still there. Right. Oh, look. There's a green one here, so Rob can go all greens if he wants.
Yeah, I'm going to go all green.
I'm going to go red. Now...
No, this is an off shape. Mm.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mine's off shape as well, so it's almost like they're a knockoff. It also feels firmer.
Yeah, and I don't have sugar on every single bit. There's some sugar.
Mine's almost square.
There. Mine has definitely been sat on. Okay. Totally different consistency.
Mmm.
Really stickier.
Mmm. Yeah, that's a...
Way stickier. I'm unsure.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. I'm going to write that sticky. Right, let's come straight on to bag three. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You've got to have a yellow one or a black one.
Yellow, I'll do yellow.
Okay, so these are about the same size.
Very firm.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very firm.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Mmm. No.
Okay.
Virtually no flavour.
Yeah. I think I know which one that is. I'm going to take a guess. Bit of a guess at that one. I think it might be that.
Right, let's have a look. Right, there's... Oh, sorry, let's come back on there. Two blacks, a yellow and a red.
I have a yellow again, please, since I just had a yellow. Thank you.
There we go. I'm going to stick with...
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Another hard one.
Mmm, that's really firm.
Okay. Don't mind it. Don't mind it. I don't mind if I do.
Mmm. That, between bag three and four, they could be identical. They could have come from the same factory for what I could tell on those.
Mmm.
That is... Not ideal.
Okay.
Okay, Jelly Babies then. Now, I know you're not fond of these. These are probably my favourite. These are my favourite. So I don't care what flavour. I'm just going to have... I'll have this one here.
I'll take this one.
Now, I'm looking at it, and straight away, I know which one this is.
I don't need Jelly Babies, so I don't know. I mean, this looks like a normal one.
The quality of that, and I'm going to put that up against...
That one looks...
We'll get on to that one, right?
Bag you can take a picture of that fucking one. What the fucking hell do they mold that from? Something from Ghostbusters. I mean, this one's got little eyes, to be fair.
Yeah, but they don't look like they've been kicked in the nuts and it's coming out in a cartoon style.
I'm 99% sure that that's...
I am. Right, I'm going to have a red one this time from bag two. Oh, God, they've all got dodgy eyes.
They've all got fucked up eyes.
Oh, now we're back to this hard.
Yeah. Nah. Nope.
Now, there's only three. Oh, chipmunk. That's cheeky.
What's that?
There's only three types of Jelly Babies, but there's four bags worth.
Oh.
So we're going to have to guess which ones have been repeated. Oh, shit, hang on.
I thought this had been an accident, but they just got a hand up.
Now, that may have changed one of my answers here. Oh, yeah, that's changed my answers.
I quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite nice and soft. Very concaved back, though.
Yeah, they always have had.
Oh, this looks like the first one.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Oh, well, that's confused me now. Okay, then. I'm going to do that, then.
Okay. So
I think I've got this one completely right. I mean, I don't know anything about Jelly Babies.
We didn't explain it enough. Anyway, so the third bag, the one we were going, oh, look, they all got different experiences. The yellow one was doing something different. The green was doing something different. Bag one and bag four had nice kind of innocent cartoony faces.
And bag two looked like bag two fucking mental.
Was just mental. Yeah. Okay, look, you open up the answers then and we'll tick them off.
Ooh, stick you, your mama too, and your daddy.
It's going to be stuck in your head for days now.
Wow, I got this wrong.
U-G-L-Y, you don't need no alibi. Okay.
Oh, wow, okay, right. So,
right, Jaffa Cakes,
bag number one, I've said Tesco's.
I've said Tesco's.
It was Aldi.
Shit, okay.
So, Bag number two, I've said McVitie's.
I said McVitie's.
It was McVitie's.
Ching.
Ding. Bag three, I said Aldi.
I said Aldi.
It was Tesco's.
Oh, no.
And Cola.
McVitie's Cola. Well, that was obvious. So I got 2 points on that.
I got 2 points as well. Well done, us.
Fruit pastilles.
Number one, I said Roundtree's.
I said Roundtree's.
It was Roundtree's.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Come on.
Bag two, I said Tesco.
I said Aldi.
You're correct. Yeah. It was Aldi. Number three, I said Poundland.
I said Tesco.
It was Poundland.
Oh, shit, son.
Fourth bag, I said Aldi.
I said Poundland.
It was Tesco's.
2 points for me.
2 points for me. Now then, the decider.
So the Tesco and the Poundland, they were, you could not tell the difference between them. I think they were pretty much from the same factory.
Yeah.
They had to be.
Now then, Jelly Babies. Oh, this is the big one.
Poundland.
I said Tesco's. It is Tesco's.
Oh, no. So bag. You get to, oh. I then said number two was Tesco.
I said Poundland. It was Poundland.
Oh, mate. You've done me up a kipper.
Well, I wrote Roundtree, but she's what have you wrote?
Roundtree's.
She's wrote Maynard's. So we meant to write the branded
yeah,
one.
Yeah, okay, fine. I forgot
it's
Maynard's.
So it's the branded
yeah.
one, so we both get that. Bag four, I said Tesco.
It was Tesco.
You were saying, what did you say?
I said Poundland because I thought the first one was Poundland.
So I got all four of them. A sweet I don't eat.
Shit, you win then. You got 8 points, I got 5.
8 points.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you very much, Chipmunk.
So that's actually really, I'm going to say, if we come down to the ranking of this really quickly, Jaffa Cake wise, I still don't think you can beat a McVitie's.
Yeah, the McVitie's is the better Jaffa Cake.
100%. However, I would say the Aldi would be a shared first, but put it into second place because you can't beat the original. Because the Aldi one was the first one we tasted that I said was Tesco, but was wrong. The Aldi one was really nice.
Now, what were we talking about the other day about Jaffa Cakes and then not looking the same? What was a conversation we had that I said something looked like a Jaffa Cake and you said it didn't?
Yeah, because you were looking at something that didn't look like a Jaffa Cake.
Yeah, but what was it?
A Viscount.
Yeah, what does a Viscount look like again?
A round chocolate biscuit.
Round?
Yeah, both
little
sides.
Little knob on it?
There was no knob on it.
It was.
There wasn't.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. That we'll have to agree that you're wrong and disagree that I'm wrong.
Rob just sees knobs everywhere.
What can I say? You are what you eat.
Right, well, I'm going to go with McVitie's for first, Aldi for second place. I'm going to put Tesco in third because I thought the cola one is not a nice experience. It's very cola-y.
Cola was gross. But didn't like cola.
I liked the cola flavour. It does not go with sponge or chocolate.
I've just still got them here. So
you imagine if someone gave you a cola bottle, one of the top tier penny sweets covered in chocolate? That would be foul.
I'm just retrying the Tesco's now.
He's retrying, darling. Retrying.
Decide which one I think's nice on. Aldi. Aldi is softer.
Yeah.
Way more taste in the jelly.
Oh, 100%.
The Tesco's one's a lot firmer.
Yeah, and it had virtually no flavour.
And I like my Jaffa Cakes to have a softness to the sponge.
Yep.
Because what's the point? You'd 100%. Have a biscuit otherwise, wouldn't you?
100%.
Right.
Fruit pastels, I'm going to stick with Roundtree's. Again, they're the progenitor of this, but they got it right. The flavour, the texture, the size.
Roundtree's, yeah.
It's just how it is. Second place has to be the Aldi because I thought they were really nice. And as much as they were a weird shape, they had a lot of flavour. They had a really nice texture, all being a bit sticky. But they had a really good flavour to them.
I've got to say, that's a very strong green flavour. And I'm going to have to agree.
And then third and fourth, I'm not even going to do a fourth. I'm going to say, sorry, I'm not even going to do a third. I'm going to say third place goes to anyone else's fruit pastels except for Tesco and Poundland.
Is there another flavour bit? Is this bag free?
Yeah, that's
I'm going to try the black one because that has no flavour.
Okay, I'm going to try the yellow one then and see what you mean.
No flavour.
There is, but it's so slight. It's pear drops.
Yeah.
But it's so, so, so slight. And that's the Poundland one.
Poundland's last.
Oh, no. And that's turned to a bit of a chemical.
Yeah, Poundland's last. Didn't like it, really.
Well, I'm putting last place for Tesco and Poundland. And if anyone wants to send me a bag of fruit pastels that isn't any of these, it immediately can go in third place. And here comes...
The Aldi ones are really good. I'm just trying these again. The Aldi's might overtake here. Let me just retry this round.
Yeah, no, go for it, because... And don't forget, there are other flavours of the Aldi ones here. Look, you could have a blackcurrant. Oh, well, you've tried the yellow one on the others. Have the yellow one.
Aldi's has more flavour. But the texture of the round trees is better. I need them to make love.
Oh, wow. I've just had that blackcurrant one.
I'm changing.
I'm swapping.
Aldi's is nicer.
Yeah, I'm going Aldi in first place because that's actually made my mouth juice up. It's let the juice loose.
It has let the juice loose.
Which is their bloody old trademark.
There's a moose loose in this hoose.
There's a moose loose about this hoose.
I prefer the texture of the round tree, but actually the actual taste of the Aldi one.
See, I think I prefer the texture of the Aldi one, actually.
It's a lot stronger.
It's more of a jelly sweet. Okay, it's probably more towards a fruit jelly than a fruit pastel. Right, Jelly Babies, really quick then. There's only three of these. out of all of these, Rowntree's, but...
Maynard's.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Maynard's. But I am going to put a caveat on this, that the other two, to be honest, were as bad as each other. So again, second place, I'm going to leave open, and I'm going to put Poundland and Tesco into third place. And the reason I'm doing that, well, Rob chokes to death. Sorry, he's just showing me another face. The reason I'm doing this is because Maynard's is going to go straight to second place. And the next episode we have, hopefully I will have got hold of some, there is a brand called Chewy, and they're in Iceland. It's spelled C-H-O-O-E-Y. And they do a jelly baby. And it is the most perfect jelly baby I've ever had. Texture, flavor, you name it, they're in there. Obviously, I can't do that in this because...
I've drawn a new box called Hell and written the Poundland jelly babies in it.
Nice.
Well, that's disgusting. That red one was vile.
Absolutely. So no, Maynard's goes first, but it's going straight to second as soon as I can buy a bag of Chewy because they are...
Yeah, I'd like to try one of those.
They are genuinely... Because they're like the Aldi fruit pastels. You put them in your mouth and your mouth juices up and you feel like you're actually getting real flavour. Well, anyway.
Yeah, that was...
That was rather exciting.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
That was an enjoyable way of doing it. And totally, totally not ripped off from Cheap Show.
Who?
Well, if we don't get cancelled after that, I'll be an AI monkey's uncle. Go on, go join them in saying goodbye. I'll see you in 2 weeks, you sexy things, you. You know who I'm talking to. Yes, you. Wink emoticon.
Thank you to everyone that listens. I'm going to make this super, super quick. Head over to channel84.co.uk to find out more about Studio Channel 84, the podcast support group that helps indie podcasts grow. You can find out about Lightly Used, Who Takes the Socks Off, Untitled Trek Show, and of course the Variety Show podcast. Find us on that site. You will find all our social media links. That includes Blue Sky, that includes Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those. You can also find our email addresses, which are tj@channel84.co.uk, rob@channel84.co.uk, and podcasts, that's plural, podcasts@channel84.co.uk. That email address comes to both Rob and I at the same time. If you would like to send in any ideas for the show, send them to me, tj@channel84.co.uk. If you want to do any voices or speak to Rob about the Star Trek stuff, send it to rob@channel84.co.uk. Thank you for everyone that listens. It means a whole world to us. I am rushing through this because obviously I want this done quick so we don't add on to the hour and 12 minutes we've already been talking. But if you can share this with one other person, whether you like them or not, that doubles our listenership, and that would mean the world to us. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. Rob, what do you want to say? Nothing? Good? Okay.
I was going to say, thank you very much. Come listen to the next Untitled Trek Show as the penultimate shit show skit before the end of season one of Shit Show. Enjoy it. I hope you like it. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Goodbye. Join us next week for an ADHD test.
That was The Variety Show. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.